Miss Tonks Turns to Crime, a novel of Regency England, being the second volume of The Poor Relation by Marion Chesney, narrated by Davina Porter. Chapter 1. Unless God send his hail, or blinding fireballs, sleet or stifling snow, in some time, his good time, I shall arrive. Robert Browning. Miss Tonks stepped into the waiting carriage as if stepping into a tumbril. Pale but brave, she sat down and lowered the glass and looked out at the faces of her friends standing outside the Poor Relation Hotel in London's Bond Street. "I shall return with the money," she said firmly. "Do be careful," said little Miss Budley. "If it is too dangerous, simply come back to us. No one will reproach you."
"I shall," said the horrible Sir Philip Somerville, looking more like an elderly tortoise than ever. "Just pick up some expensive gigot, slip it into your reticule and make off."
Colonel Sandhurst looked at the sky as if for inspiration, as though he were mentally detaching himself from the whole distasteful project. Why could not Sir Philip himself go on a raiding mission? It wasn't fair of any of them. They had forced poor Miss Tonks into it.
"Courage!" said Lady Fortescue, leaning on her ebony cane.
The carriage moved off. Miss Tonks's white handkerchief fluttered from the window in farewell. Lady Fortescue, Sir Philip, Colonel Sandhurst, and Mrs. Budley retreated into the Poor Relation and up to their private sitting room. The oddly assorted group had met some time ago. All of them had been poor relations, the genteel paupers of society, living on little more than their dignity. They had banded together and had started the Poor Relation Hotel.